跟前面牧师好，感谢牧师让我们有这个机会，其实是非常恐惧战惊。那个，我记得上一次分享是三月份的时候，四个月。
Hi, hello, brothers and sisters. The pastor invited us to share in front of you all today, and it does give me some trepidation. And the last time I was sharing was back in March.
Yeah. 那我们还是我们先做个祷告，然后看圣灵怎么带领我们。Yeah.
So let's start off by praying and see how the Holy Spirit leads us.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你今天早上召聚我们一起。
Thank you for gathering us all together this morning.
来到你的圣所。
To come to your holy place.
我们可以再一次的蒙你的恩典。
So that we can once again receive your grace.
我们谢谢你。
Thank you.
我们求你早上借着圣灵再次在我们向我们的心中讲话，在我们当中运行。
We ask that your Holy Spirit speak to us and to move among us.
也就预备我们的心。
May the Lord prepare our hearts.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
我记得我上一次分享是马太福音第五章、第六章跟第七章。
I remember the last time when I came up here to share, I spoke.On Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7.
那我觉得主前两次有两次的分享，那主好像他就一直好像是一直要我在这三篇的这个经文里面为跟弟兄姐妹来做分享。
In the last couple of times when I had the opportunity to share, I felt that the Lord wanted me to focus on these chapters.
因为这三章从第五章到第七章是一个耶稣基督是一个complete， 它是一个等于是他的一个教导。
Because these three chapters, chapters 5, 6, and 7, they're kind of a culmination of Jesus preaching.
那在最后，在最后面的时候，耶稣说我们，他用一个比喻，就是说，他要我们，是当一个聪明的盖房子的盖屋者。
And in the last part of Jesus preaching here, Jesus tells us to be a wise builder.
那是什么意思呢？就是听了耶稣的话，就是五六七章这三章耶稣在里面所讲的话，我们听了他的话，又照着话去行，就好比是一个聪明的人把房子盖在磐石上。
So what does it mean to be a wise builder? Well, you know, being the wise builder is someone who listens to the word and you know puts it to action. So what Jesus is saying, you know, everything he said inYou know, chapter 5, 6, and 7, we're supposed to put into action. And if we do so, then it's like a wise builder who builds a house on a solid foundation.
在中其中耶稣教导了我们很多的话，那他讲了天国八福。
So Jesus talked about a lot of different things here, you know, talked about the Beatitudes.
他要我们做盐，做光。
He talks about being the salt, being the light.
他告诉我们，他来是要完全律法和先知，不是要废去律法。
He said he came not to abolish the law, but to fulfill it.
对， 因为我们知道立法的有文士问了耶稣说立法最大的立法是哪一条呢？那耶稣告诉他最大就是最大的一条命令就是尽心尽力尽意尽性爱主我们的神。
Because we know that the teachers of the law, some of them came and asked Jesus, you know, what is the most important law that God has? And Jesus responded by saying, it's to, one of them is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
那其次呢，是爱人如己。
And then the other one is to love others as yourself.
那在在提摩太跟罗马保罗使徒保罗他讲到命令基本上命令的总纲就是耶稣基督自己。
And Paul also writes in Romans that
耶稣的 OK 是应该是十章第四节。
Chapter 10 verse 4 it says that Christ is the end of the law so that there may be righteousness for everyone who believes.
那在提摩太前书的第一章第五节也讲到命令的总结呢就是爱。
And also in 1 Timothy it talks about that love is the
the end of Timothy 前一章五节
the goal of okay so the purpose of all the law is love
因为耶稣是爱所以说他就是立法的总结
because Jesus is love
那耶稣说，若是有人呢遵行最小的命令呢，要去教训人遵行，在天国要称为大的。
And Jesus said, you know, those who obey like the least of the law, will be counted as the greatest.
那接着耶稣就继续延伸这针对律法，他有一个延伸性的教导。那我们上次都有提到了。比如说耶稣论到我们知道律法的十条诫命里面前四条是基本上是我们是向着神是跟神之间的关系后面六个律法我们是跟人之间的关系那耶稣在后面的六条里面他做了延伸当然我们孝顺父母这就是他是很 obvious 所以耶稣在里面没有特别的提但是他对论杀人呢，不要杀人。这个杀人，还有说像这个论奸淫，或者是论起誓，诸如此类，诸如的这个法律，耶稣有做延伸性的这个教导。
So we know that Jesus, you know, talked a little more deeply about you know the law, and we know you know here we're talking about the Ten Commandments and how.We know that you know the first four commandments deals with our relationship with God, and the other six commandments have to deal with our relationship with other people. And here, when Jesus is preaching in Matthew, he goes into various of these commandments, and he talks more about them.
圣经上说，自义是叫人死，但是字句是叫人死，但是经义是叫人活。字句是叫人是死，但是经义是叫人活。那在这个地方呢，我们耶稣举个例子，譬如说杀人，我们如果说一般我们看字句说不要杀人。
Okay, so Jesus basically said that you know the word
is dead. Yeah, 字句是叫人死。经义叫人活。
What's 经义？
经义就是的啊 ，essence。我看一下哈，在好像是在哥林， 第哥林多后书。三章六节。
Okay, yeah. All right. Yeah, so basically what God tells us is that, you know, the law, the letter, it kills, but the spirit is what gives life.
Yeah. 举个例子，我们看到这个诫命说不要杀人，那是一个字句。
So, for example, you know, the commandment, you know, do not kill, do not murder, you know, that on the surface is just words.
所以当我们守着自己有说哦我不要杀人不要杀人。但是耶稣延伸他说当我们对着弟我们像跟弟兄有动怒就是 angry, 动怒的时候或者是动怒或者是说有谩骂或者是甚至于说有取笑他在这个地方他在圣经里面讲的是说骂但是我们看到的意思是他基本上是有轻视谩骂跟取笑的这一个意思就已经如果也是这样就算是已经是杀人了
Alright, so for example, you know, like, you know, the commandment that tells us not to murder, you know, Jesus expounds on this and goes even deeper by saying, you know, actually,You know, it's not just the physical act of murder, but if you're somebody who is, if you're mad at someone, you're really angry and you're insulting them, actually all of that is considered murder.
所以当我想到这个，我就觉得我对我太太已经常常也是有这个犯的这个杀人的这个罪。
So when I think
对小孩子也是。
So when I think about this, you know, I'm reminded of, you know,How many times I've been this way towards my wife or our children?
这是感谢主。
But praise the Lord.
Yeah. 那同样的，耶稣诫命里面说不要奸淫，但是那也是一个字句。但是耶稣说，当我们看的我们看见的我们看见了就动了淫乱那就已经算奸淫我们看见了妇女就动了淫念的心 yeah.
And it's the same with you know, the law that says do not commit adultery but you know, Jesus says that if you look lustfully at someone else then you know, you've already committed adultery
yeah. 然后耶稣又讲启示不要做在命令里面是说不要做假见证，但是在耶稣有延伸性的，他说我们不要指着天发誓，也不可以指着地发誓，什么多事都不要发。
And when it comes to you know, maintaining you know, not having false testimony, you know, God says you know, don't just make oaths, you know, let justDon't make an oath by heaven or by earth or anything else.
耶稣说是就是你们说的是就是是不是就是不是再多了就是出于恶者。
But rather, Jesus said, you know, let your yes be yes and your no be no. Anything else comes from the devil.
耶稣提到这几个有两个比较难的。就是不要以牙还牙他说不要他要我们呢不要以恶人作对那有人打你的话你就右脸给他转过来给他打有人要告你拿你的礼衣连外衣也给他拿去有人要逼你走一里路连他走两里路
And so Jesus, you know, he teaches us something here, and it can be pretty difficult, you know, a lesson of, you know, not actually taking an eye for an eye or a tooth for a tooth, you know, but actually, you know, if someone is offending you or wants to strike you, then actually turn to the other side, you know, and to give your cloak to the enemy and actually, you know, go the extra mile.
这边耶稣讲到说，有求你的就给他，有向你借贷的不可推辞。
And even says, give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you.
我当我读到第一次读到这一或最后这一个节的时候，我心好像被，就是好像让我就回想到过去发生的一些事情。
And when I read this verse here, you know, I felt in my heart, as I was reminded of events that happened in the past.
在我还没有信主以前呢，那我们以前在，我记得我们刚结婚没有多久，我一个很要好的高中的同学，那他那时候还在念研究所。
So this is before we came to Christ, and it was around the time when I got married afterwards. And I had one of my friends who was still in the graduate school.
他有一天跟我打电话。
And one day he called me.
他说你可不可以借给我5000块？我弟弟要买电脑。
He said, "Hey, can you lend me $5,000? My younger brother wants to buy a computer."
他是个基督徒。
And this friend, he was a Christian.
我不是基督徒。
And I was not a Christian.
那时候我刚结婚。
And around that time, you know, I just got married.
其实五千块并不是很多。
You know, and actually $5,000 is not much.
可是那时候。我们就没有借给他。
But at that time, you know, I didn't lend it to him.
那这个朋友不久呢，他被主接走了。
And this friend actually, not too long afterwards, actually, you know, God took him back to heaven.
后来我信主了。
And later on, I came to Christ.
那我心中就一直惦念了这个事情。
So in my heart, I've you know, continued to remember this.
那我也想到这位弟兄。
And I've you know, thought about this brother.
我就心中一直就是好像有一个负担。
And I feel like in my heart there's a burden.
有一天呢，我刚记得我刚信主没多久的时候，有一天我梦见了这位弟兄。
Remember, you know, right, you know, sometime after. I believed in Christ. I actually had a dream, and in the dream I saw this brother.
然后他就好像很大的一个脸像就在我的梦里面，而且是笑脸。
And in my dream, you know, I saw you know his face, and he was smiling.
Yeah. 那我知道他在我的心中也得了释放。
Yeah, so from that, I felt like I was, you know, set free.
信主之后呢，我有一个很至亲的亲戚。
After coming to Christ, you know, I had a relative that was,
很亲的。
A very close relative.
他。去做了，他去赌博。
And he got into gambling.
输了很多钱。
And lost a lot of money.
他有一天他跟我打电话。
And one day he called me.
他说我欠了很多钱，你可不可以帮我？
And this person said, "Look, I owe a lot of money. Can you help me?"
如果你不帮我，我会被人家追杀。
And if you don't help me, then you know I might get murdered.
但我知道他这是我知道他的情况，他不应该再去赌，但他又去赌。
And so you know I knew his situation, and I knew that he shouldn't go and gamble, but he continued to.
我安静下来。我现在的领受是， 第一个我也没有那么身上也没那么多钱，但是他要求说，那你可不可以拿你的土地贷款借钱给我？
So you know, I sat down and I thought about it quietly. And you know, honestly, at that time, I didn't have you know a lot of money, to give. And he suggested, you know, why don't you, take a loan on the land that you have.
我没有帮助他。我说，若是你是做正当的，事业或者工作，我可以帮助你。但是跟赌博有关，介入这个赌博的，我没有办法帮你。
Yeah, at the time, you know, I decided not to help because I said, you know, if you were doing something, you know, more, constructive, then I'd be willing to help. But you know, to help you in you know, in a situation related to gambling, you know, I can't help you with that.
So I think 神还是给我们有，就是耶稣他是要我们这样做，但是我觉得神应该也给我们有寻求他的从神来的智慧。
So you know, like here in this verse, this is what God is telling us to do. But you know, I think part of it is also, you know, that we have to really seek God for His wisdom.
那第五，我们看到第五章最后这边有一个重点，就是说要爱仇敌。
And this the last point here in chapter 5 is to love our enemies.
我想这都是我们大家在学习的。
And this is something that we are all learning.
对，但是神的话是这么的清楚。
But God's word is so clear.
他说我们要爱我们的仇敌，而且要为逼迫我们的祷告。
In fact, Jesus says we're to love our enemies and to pray for those who persecute us.
所以你看，神耶稣的话是这么的这么清楚，这么直接。
Yeah, so we can see, you know, God's word is just so clear and very direct.
感谢主。当然，接下来第七章有讲到不要要积财宝在天上。
And then you know, chapter 6 starts off by saying, you know, we should store our treasures up in heaven.
耶稣说，我们的心，我们的财宝在哪里，我们的心就在哪里。
And Jesus said, you know, where our treasure is, there our heart is.
所以我们的财宝在天上，我们的心也在天上。
So if our treasure is in heaven, then our heart is in heaven.
感谢主，我们的心，我们有时候我们的心在哪里？那我们要常常问我们的心到底在哪里。
So praise the Lord, you know, we have to ask ourselves often, you know, where is our heart?
因为这个经节，这一段经文是当时是拯救我的，所以我特别提出来。还有一个部分，耶稣要我们不要忧虑，不要。
Yeah, so I felt like it's important to refer to these verses because these are the same verses that God used to save me. But then you know, Jesus continues by telling us not to worry.
耶稣说不要忧虑穿什么，不要忧虑吃什么，喝什么，穿什么。
Jesus said, you know, not to worry about what to eat or drink or wear.
要先求神的国跟神的义，一切我们需要的，我们要的，他都会加给我们。
But to seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all those other things will be provided.
所以当我被他说神拯救我的时候，我是在一个极度的忧虑的情况之下，因为我生了重病。
Because you know, when I was saved, you know, I was in a situation where I had tremendous amount of worries because I was physically ill.
那财务可能各方面，身体、财务各方面都马上都陷入一个很大的一个问题。
So whether it was you know wealth, material things, and my own physical health, you know, it was coming to a point where there were problems.
那感谢主，当时读到这一个经文，那是我刚就是信主的时候，读到这经文，神就释放我。
But when I started to believe in God, you know, these verses, you know, were setting me free.
那最重要的耶稣呢，要到这边教导我们不要论断人。
And then Jesus continues by saying, telling us not to judge others.
他说你们不要论断人，怎么论，免得人家怎么论断，论断，被，怎么，你免得你也被人家论断，因为你们怎么论断，你们论断人也必怎么被论断，你们用什么量器，量给人，也必用什么量器量给你们。
And Jesus says here, do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged, and with the measure you use, it will be measured to you.
他说你为什么看见你弟兄中的梁的有刺，却不看见自己眼中的梁木呢？
And Jesus says, you know, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye, and not pay any attention to the plank that is in your eye?
你自己眼中有梁木，怎么对你弟兄说，容我去掉你眼中的刺呢？
And if you have this plank in your eye, how can you go to your brother and say, hey, you know, you should, you know, get rid of that speck in your eye?
你这假冒为善的人，先去掉自己眼中的梁木，然后再能看得清楚，去掉你弟兄眼中的刺。
And so Jesus said, you hypocrite, first take out the plank in your own eye, then you'll be able to see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye.
所以耶稣讲的这他把讲了这些话之后，接下来他讲到，他接下来他说，你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。因凡祈求的就给你，就得着；寻找的就寻见；叩门的就给你们开门。
And following this, Jesus says, you know, if you ask, it'll be given, and if you seek, you will find, and if you knock, the door will be open to you.
那接下来，耶稣讲到说，我们虽然为人，我们虽然做人父，做人父，父亲都不是，我们虽然不好，但是还尚且要拿好的东西给儿女，更何况我们天上的父，岂不把更好的东西给求他的人吗？
And so, you know, Jesus explains by saying, you know, though you are not good people, but even if your children ask for something, right?Ask for some, you still will give the good things to your children. So how much more will our Father in heaven give good things to those who ask?
在这边我们上一次讲到这个地方，这个好的东西呢，在路加福音十一章十二节有同样的经文，也就讲到它指的是指圣灵话的。
What this good gift is.Is explained in Luke, where Jesus mentions that the good gift is actually the Holy Spirit.
那我就在思想，为什么耶稣在他讲了这么多的这个话之后的道理、教训、教导之后，还有对神命令的延伸之后，他插进去的这一段的经文呢？
So I thought to myself and I ponder, you know, after Jesus talked about all these instructions and lessons, why did he put in these words?
他要我们靠着圣灵。
He wants us to rely on the Holy Spirit.
他要我们遵循的话去做，但是他知道我们有软弱。
He wants us to follow his words, but he also knows that.We have weaknesses.
所以神因着爱的关系，他要我们求父赐下圣灵给我们。
So because of his love for us, he teaches us, you know, to ask the Father to send the Holy Spirit to help us.
而且耶稣自己也跟父神求圣灵赐给我们。
And Jesus even, you know, prays to the Heavenly Father to give us the Holy Spirit.
就在这边，我们圣灵，我们来看圣灵他的 工作，基本上有在三个，我个人已经有三个阶段。
From what I know, what I've learned is that the Holy Spirit's work in us, can be described in three facets.
我们如果看约翰福音十四章。
We look at John chapter 14.
Verse 17. 我们从第十六节好了。我要。耶稣说：“我要求父，父就另外赐给你一位保惠师，就是叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵。”乃是世人所不能接受的，因为不见他，也不认识他，你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。
So starting from verse 16, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him.For he lives with you and will be in you.
所以我们从这个经文知道说，圣灵保惠师他是与我们同在，而且要住在我们的里面。
So we know that the Holy Spirit he is with us and he wants to dwell in us.
我们知道这耶稣讲这段话是在他上十字架之前，那个晚餐。他们跟门徒十二个门徒逾越节的晚餐，之后跟那十一个门徒讲了，因为犹大已经出去了，那耶稣就接着跟十一个门徒讲这段话。
And we know Jesus spoke these words the night before, he would be betrayed and before he was going to go to the cross, and he spoke these words to the 11 disciples, because at the time Judas left.
圣灵，当我们还没有信主的时候，圣灵就在我们的旁边。
Actually, even before we've believed in Christ and God, the Holy Spirit's actually around.
因为他是充满万有。
Because he fills all things.
他在我们之上。
He's above us.
他也在我们当中。
And he's among us.
那他是，但照着他的时间，他在我们身，在我的生命，在我们的生命做什么？他圣灵，他在我们没有信主之前呢，他来，是让我们知道，让我们知道我们内中心中的隐情，让我们知道罪。
So before we knew him, before we knew God and knew Christ.The Holy Spirit was moving and working to convict us of our sin.
但是当我们接受耶稣基督，接受我们个人救主的那一个那个时候，圣灵就内住在到我们里面。
But that very moment when we accept Jesus Christ, when we believe, the Holy Spirit comes into us.
这个真理是非常重要的。
So this truth is very important.
所以我们。我们每一个接受耶稣基督，当我们个人救主，以及我们是基督徒，我们要很清楚的，真理的圣灵就住在我们的里面。
So this is very important for us, as believers, because we know, when we believe, the Spirit of Truth is within us.
那他在我们里面做什么？耶稣，我们有看到他，我们看到约翰福音四章第二十六节。那他住在我们当中是要做什么？他要将一切的事指教我们，并且叫我们想起，耶稣对我们所说的一切的话。
So now that the Holy Spirit is in us, what is, the work? What is the purpose of the Holy Spirit? And in the same chapter here, John chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus says, "But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name." Will teach you in all things, and will mind you of everything I have said to you.
So, 内住的圣灵，他保卫师， 他会祷会是他引导我他让我们开始寻求认识神。
So this, you know, counselor, this indwelling spirit is going to help, it's going to drive us to want to seek God.
我们在以弗所书第一章看到圣灵是我们的我看一下 deposit 基业第十四节第一章第十四节以弗所书第一章第十四节从第十三节好了第三节你们既听见真理的道就是那叫你们得救的福音也信了基督既然信了就受了所应许圣灵为印记这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据
So likewise in Ephesians chapter 1 13 and 14 it says And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth the gospel of your salvation having believedYou were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who was a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption.
罗马书第八章第九节。
And in Romans chapter 8, verse 9.
如果神的灵住在你们心里，你们就不属肉体，乃属圣灵了。人若没有基督的灵，就不是属基督的。
It says, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ.
我们是属圣灵，我们是属基督的，所以圣灵住在我们的当中。
So, but we belong to the Spirit.And so Christ lives within us.
我们看一下哥林多后书二章二十二节。
And let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 20. Wait,
wait.
Which one? Chapter 3.
Chapter 3, yeah. 二十二。我看一下。我可能弄错了，零钱吗？三章十六节，岂不知道？对，谢谢志刚。岂不知道你们是神的殿，神的灵住在你们里头吗
？First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16 says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit lives in you?"
所以，我们每个基督徒，我们要知道圣灵是住在我们里面，而且是耶稣在。在约翰福音第四章，第十六节，他曾讲到，他永远跟我们同在。
So as believers, we have to know that, you know, the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and just like, John chapter 14 verse 16, you know, God says that He will be with us forever.
Forever.所以我们知道有我们得救之前圣灵是他会来浸潮我们的心把我们心中的眼睛那我记得我刚得救我们得救之前就是从马太福音第一章开始读我记得我决志接受耶稣基督当我个人救主的前，有差不多一个礼拜的时间，就是把马太福音 马太福音读完，那神的灵，当我在读的时候，之前是有一位弟兄为我祷告，他现在是牧师，他当时为我祷告。那我那时候都不懂，那时候我们也没看过圣经，也没过读过，也没有去过教堂。第一次，然后就是因为生病，因为病了不能动了，躺在地上不能动，然后去到这个，希望说有人说祷告便会医好，我们就试试看。因为医生都试了都没用，我们就去试试看。那试试看，这个弟兄就为我祷告。他祷告呢，当然圣灵就工作，但是我那时候不懂，不知道什么是圣灵，所以，对不起。
So again, the Holy Spirit, before we're saved, the Holy Spirit is moving around us, outside of us, and is moving to influence us to realize our sinful nature, and so that we'll turn to Him. And before I was saved, a week before, I was actually, God through the Holy Spirit was leading me to read Matthew, and I read it from the first chapter to the end the week prior. And the reason was because at that time, because of my physical illness and condition, we went to a pastor who's people said, you can come and get prayed and maybe you'll get healed. And we tried everything else and it didn't work. So we decided to go there.
所以神就借着这个弟兄为我祷告，圣灵就在我的身上运行，这是一个。接着 我感受到圣灵，就感受到好像有一个能力见到我的，当他为我祷告的时候，这个话我在这边提示说，神使用那个弟兄可以为生病的人祷告，神也同样给我们已经信主的弟兄姐妹有这一个权柄，我们可以为需要的人来祷告。
And so at the time, I didn't really know what the Holy Spirit was, but through that brother at that meeting, when he prayed for me, I felt, that the power of the Holy Spirit come into me. And what this really means for us is that as believers, that we too have this authority to pray for those who are in need.
那个圣灵，就那个我们得救之前的圣灵就会，会在我们运行。那第二件事情就是，紧接着的那个弟兄为我祷告的第三天，刚好我们家有一本圣经，我们从来没有念的，朋友送一本圣经，我就开始看圣经。那神我就乱翻，神就让我翻到马太福音第一章第一节就开始念。
Yeah, so after you prayed for me, like 3 days later, we actually had this Bible in our house that was given to us by a friend that we never read.
就是这一本。
But I took it and, the Holy Spirit led me to Matthew.
当我一直读到第六章、第七章的时候，我就一直流泪，一直哭。我躺在地上，因为我没办法躺在床上，我只能躺在地上，靠着枕头，我就这样子看圣经。我就一直哭，就是跟两天前那个弟兄为我祷告的那种感动是一样
的。So I was laying on the ground at the time, and because I couldn't lay on the bed, I was kind of leaning on the pillow to the side, just reading Matthew. And when I read up to Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7, I just started crying, and I felt so touched by God. And it was the same feeling I felt when that brother prayed for me.
但神让我看到我为钱财担忧，我为我的生活担忧，而且最重要，他让我看到我论断了很多的人，包括我的太太，包括我的父母，包括我的同事，好像就是这样乒乒乓乓就在我的这个我的好像是一个电影这样。就放映出来。
So as I was reading this, I realized, how much I worried about material things and my own life, and the things of this physical world. And I also realized how much I judged others, whether it was my wife, my parents, or even, you know, coworkers.
所以在这个过程中，神让我知道我内中的隐情。我以前不，我因为我都以前都不觉得的。但是当圣灵的工作在我的身上的时候，外在的这个圣灵在我的身上工作的时候，我知道了，因为我不能动。我如果活蹦乱跳，可能我根本不会管他。但是那时候我不能动，我急需要帮助，但是神在那个时候就释放我。
And so through this process, you know, God, you know, help reveal those hidden sins, those things that I was not aware of, and you know, it's also partly because, you know, at the time, you know, I couldn't really move, you know, and I was really in need. You know, perhaps if I wasn't in that condition, maybe I wouldn't have felt like I needed Jesus.
所以十天之后呢，这个弟兄，我跟他打电话，他在电话中带领我决志祷告，我接受耶稣基督做了救主。那一个当天，我的疾病，两年多来的疾病就，神就医治我。
So, you know, 10 days later, I was on the phone, talking with this brother, and, you know, there I, you know, gave my life to Jesus Christ, you know, praying on the phone with this brother. And that, from that day, you know, my spine was healed. You know, this condition I had for 2 years was healed.
借着真理，借着圣经知道，圣灵就住在我的当中了。
And through the truth, through this word, I know that the Holy Spirit is dwelling in me.
那不是圣灵在里面带领，我不会来这边继续的看圣经，继续的来寻求神。
If it wasn't for the Holy Spirit's leading, you know, I would not continue to come, to read the word, to come to church.
这是神极大的爱，极大的恩典。
So this is God's great love and His amazing grace.
对我们
for all of us.
我刚刚讲到，所以说我们知道，在我们得救之前，外在的圣灵会让我们治罪。当我们接受耶稣，当我们得救的时候，圣灵就住在我们里面，带领我们寻求神。因为耶稣的名就是把他的百姓从罪恶里面救出来。而且耶稣有两个名，第一个就是把他的名字有两个意思。第一个就是把他的百姓从罪恶里面救拔出来，在马太福音第一章的时候。第二个，他就是以马内利，以马内利就是神与我们同在。
So again, you know, the Holy Spirit, you know, before we're saved, is working out outside of us to convict us of our sin, and then when we believe, He dwells within us and leads us to continue to seek God.And we also know, you know, that, you know, the name of Jesus means that he's going to save and bring the people back to God. And that we also know that Jesus is also Emmanuel, which means God is with us.
所以神的同在成为我们生命中最重要的一件事情。
So God's presence, you know, within us becomes the most important thing.
第三，那当我们得救之后呢，圣灵还是继续在工作。我们看一下《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
So after we're saved, the Holy Spirit is continuing to work in us. Let's turn to Acts chapter 1, verse
一到八节。
1 to 8.
圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
8. It says, But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem. And in all Judea and Samaria, till the ends of the earth.
那这个地方的圣灵又是怎么样的情况呢？ 你记得我们刚刚讲到说，耶稣要我们求，我们可以跟我们虽然为父不好，我们都把自己把好的东西给我们的儿女，更何况是我们天上的父，我们跟他求，他不是把那个最宝贵的东西给我们吗？耶稣在这个地方就是我们要跟神求圣灵可以临到我们，那的目的是什么呢？目的是为了做神的工作。
So again, you know, remember back when we were reading in Matthew about the good gift, you know, this Holy Spirit is that good gift, and that Jesus wants us to ask the Heavenly Father, our Heavenly Father, for this good gift, because, you know, even those of us, though we are evil, we're willing to give good things to our children, then how much more will God give us this good gift? And the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to help us to do God's work.
我们可以为神做见证。
So that we can be a testimony for God.
我们去想，你看，当耶稣，我们刚刚讲到约翰福音第十四章的时候，约翰福音第十三章到第十七章是耶稣在逾越节晚上的那个晚餐的时候跟十一个门徒讲的，第十四到第十七。十一节的时候，犹大还在那边，他后来走掉了。但十四节，但整个十三到十七节就是在那个 setting， 就可能是几个小时的时间。
So let's think about it. You know, in John chapter 13-17, Jesus spoke these words to his 11 disciples during Passover.
但是我们看到，当耶稣上了十字架之后，他复活。然后向门徒显现的时候，我们看到约翰福音，我们看到约翰福音二十章第二十节的地方，二十二节。
But we see that after Jesus is resurrected, in John chapter 20, verse 22,
耶稣向他们门徒显现的时候，耶稣要对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎么差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”说了这话，就向他们吹一口气，说：“你们受圣灵，你们赦免血的罪，血的罪就被赦免；你们留下血的罪，血的罪就留下。”
So actually, from verse 21, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit."If you forgive anyone's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
所以门徒在这时候接受圣灵，这就是这个我的领受是，就像我当时当那个弟兄在电话中带我决志祷告的时候，我那时候其实真理什么都搞不太清楚，只是读了马太福音跟约翰福音一点点，但那个感动，圣灵的感动，我就是我愿意，我接受。其实我都还不是很，但是我就是接受，因为那个神的那个感动，我接受耶稣基督。当我接受的时候，圣灵就内住在我们里面。在这个地方，同样的，因为耶稣，这是耶稣复活之后，门徒在这个时候才真正圣灵内住在他们里面。
So here, you know, like these disciples, they're receiving the Holy Spirit, and it's just like when I was.Going through that process and being led to God, you know, even though I didn't really understand a whole lot, you know, I only knew a little bit from Matthew and John, but I had that heart that, you know, God was moving in me, and, you know, I just wanted to receive the Holy Spirit. And so, you know, just like that, having that desire, the Holy Spirit comes into us.
So, we can see the disciples in this time, you can see, in Matthew, in John 福音第二十章二十二节，他们接受了圣灵，圣灵已经在他们里面。可是，耶稣在《使徒行传》第一章的时候，交代门徒要在耶路撒冷等待父降下那个所应许的。
You know, if you think about it, here they in John chapter 20, they've already actually received the Holy Spirit, but yet Jesus also asked them.Tells them to wait in Jerusalem for this promise.
很重要的了解是，我们刚刚讲到一个是与我们同在神同在的圣灵，另外一个是神为了要神事工的圣灵。 让我们得着能力的圣灵。
So it's here to understand that here, this is, you know, in John chapter 20, this is receiving the Holy Spirit that, you know, will dwell within us. But in Acts, it's speaking of the Holy Spirit coming into us in power to do God's work.
神与我们同在的圣灵，他是为了让我们改变我们的生命。
You know, the first aspect, you know, the Holy Spirit as what dwelling within us is to change. He works to change our lives.
但是呢，外在的圣灵的神的能力，圣灵的能力呢，是改变我们的行为。
But the other facet, and you know, when the Holy Spirit deals with our the Holy Spirit actually deals with our outward actions.
想想看，他们圣灵内住在他里面的时候，他们躲在房间，他们犹太人还要追赶他们还是一样软弱。
So think about it. You know, even in that time, you know, when they were all there, they were still afraid. You know, they were hiding away from the Jewish leaders. Yeah.
但是当圣灵在使徒行传第二章第一节说，当圣灵降临充满他们的时候，你看看他们整个人都不一样了。
But when the Holy Spirit came down, you know, they were completely changed.
他们说各国的方言。
They were speaking in tongues.
他们彼得讲话讲道有力量。
And when Peter spoke, you know, he spoke with authority.
上坛讲道，放胆 ，bold.
Yeah, he was speaking with boldness.
而且神给他们有智慧的灵，给他们有智识的言语。
And God gave them the spirit of wisdom and gave them the words to speak.
医治病人。
And the power to heal the sick.
被邪灵附的，给把他们赶出去了。
And to cast out those who are demon possessed.
所以他们的，我们看到，他们神的能力，借着他们神迹奇事，见证了神的道。
So we see that, you know, through God's power, you know, all these, they were able to perform miraculous signs and to preach the word.
So we become a Christian, we need to have God's presence. We need to have God's ability.
So as Christians, we need to have the presence of God, but also His power. And these two things we cannot lack.
But we need.要有这两者要不可或缺，我们必须要很忠心，啊 persistent。
But to have both, we need to be persistent.
要专心依靠神，要紧紧的依靠跟随耶稣。
We have to diligently follow Christ.
我稍微提一下，如果现在已经12:30，如果弟兄姐妹你们觉得说你们时间有需要走，那没有关系，那我把它这个 message complete 可能会稍微再延个几分钟，我们就随着圣灵的感动，那所以我们看到圣灵它基本上有这三个阶段，但是有一件事情必须要，神的同在是什么呢？
We see these three facets of the Holy Spirit, but what is God's presence?
神的能力又是什么呢？
And what is this power of the Holy Spirit?
神的能力的来源是什么呢？
And what is the source of this power?
神的能力就是神的恩膏。
And God's power is His anointing.
这两个是 interchangeable.
And they're interchangeable.
神的能力是神同在的彰显。
And God's power is the manifestation of God's presence.
神的同在是什么呢？
And what is God's presence?
神的同在就是 神的荣耀。
And God's presence is God's glory.
我们看一下出埃及记三十三章。
Let's look at Exodus chapter
33. 我讲一点这个 background。三十三章，三十三章十二节，摩西对耶和华说：“你吩咐我说将百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的名认识你，你在我的眼前也蒙了恩。”
Verse 12.
Yeah.
Moses said to the Lord, "You have been telling me, 'Lead these people,' but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, 'I know you by name,' and you have found favor with me."
这摩西讲这句话是以色列犯的做的那个金牛犊，犯了很大的罪，神很生气的一个这个情况之下。
So the context for what Moses is saying here is when the Israelites created that golden calf and was worshiping it, and it aroused the anger of God.
神不跟他们同去了。
And God refused to go with them.
但摩西知道，摩西想要神的同在。
But Moses desired the presence of God.
但是我们看看摩西，其实我们看到这边的有点像那个跟跟那个亚伯拉罕跟那个神有没有为那个索多玛俄门拉的祷告的那个，因为我们看到神在这边是把他当朋友，跟朋友一般跟他讲话，在那个帐篷，在那个支搭的会幕里面。
And here, you know, it's kind of similar to the way Abraham spoke with God. They basically spoke like friends, you know, as Moses was speaking to God at this tent of the meeting.
但是你看这边，摩西没有直接问说：“神啊，你没有跟我们同在，我们就他是说，我们看十三节，十三节摩西怎么跟神讲话？说如果我如今落在你的眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你的眼前蒙恩。”
So let's see how, you know, Moses talks with God. Here he, in verse 13, says, "If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people."
摩西要神的同在。
So Moses wanted God's presence.
但是他求神给他蒙恩，他求神指示，求神把他的道指示他。
But he asked God to teach him His ways, and to have God's favor.
所以摩西他非常的熟练，他知道他要得神的同在，他要知道他跟神要求的时候，你将你的道跟我指示。
So Moses, you know, understood that he needs to know God's ways.
所以我可以认识你。
So that he can know the Lord.
诗篇一百零三篇第七节。
And in Psalms
摩西知道神的道路，以色列人，他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列晓得他的作为。这个法则就是他的道，就是神的道，就是刚摩西跟神求的那个道。第七，他使摩西知道他的法则。
103:7. Alright. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
你看，这个神的道就是神的同在，神的法则，神的作为就是神的能力。
So here we know that God's ways is also God's presence, leads to God's presence. And that God's
神的作他的 his, 作为就是神的能力
and his
作为就是 the acts
okay deeds, and his deeds are also his power
以色列人看着神行了这么多的神迹神把他们带过红海给他们吃的马拉给他们降马拉给他们吃喝水弹指出水各样子的神迹但是以色列人他们还是想要回去
So we see that in the,
回去埃及对不起他们想回去
We also see that you know, God shows so many great miracles leading his people out of Egypt you know, but the people still wanted to go back
还要做金牛犊
They even, you know, made this golden calf.
所以我们知道，我们知道神，光我们认识神的作为，是会认识神的作为是会往回走的。
So here we know
还是会远离神的。
Here we know that even if we know God's deeds, it's possible for us to turn away from God.
但是当只有我们在神，当我们知道神的作为，当我们知道神的道。的时候，我们知道神的所事的时候，我们才有办法紧紧的跟随着神。
But when we know God's ways, that's how we are able to follow closely.
我们接着看，那我们看到但是神怎么回答他呢？摩西刚求神怎么回答说：“我必亲自与你同去，使你得安息。”
And so how does God respond to Moses? And God says to Moses that. My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
很有意思的哦，你看十五节，你看摩西怎么回答？他说：“你若不亲自和我同去，你就不要把我们从这里领上去。”你又觉得很奇怪，神就已经跟他说：“我的同在，我要亲自与你们同去的。”可是摩西竟然又问了一次，你有没有注意看？
So if you look closely here, Moses responds with saying, If your presence does not go with us, do not send us up from here. But God just told Moses that his presence would go with him.
因为第一次神是说，我要跟你摩西，我要跟你同去，没有说我要跟以色列人。
And the reason is because in verse 14, God says, My presence will go with you, just Moses, but not necessarily the Israelites.
但是摩西那个爱他那个胸襟，他那个爱，他跟神说：“不只是我，是我们，你要跟我们，不只是跟我，要跟我们，你不跟我们。”
Yeah, but Moses, you know, he had such a love for the people of Israel, and he says it's not he wanted God not just to go with him, but to go with them.
所以我们看到神的同在就是神的道，这边是神自己回答。接下来呢，接着。神说我要应你们可以一直往下读神就说你祈求的这个我要行因为你在我的眼前蒙恩了那第十八节说 摩西接着求说求你显神已经跟他说要同在但是摩西接着求说求你显出你的荣耀给我看
And that's why you know, verse 17 God says to Moses I will do the very thing you've asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name and then Moses in verse 18 saysNow show me your glory.
所以我们看到神的道，神的道，神的way，在英文里面就是way。所以我们在圣经里面看到很多地方说神的法则，神的way，神就是神的同在。我们看到这边摩西求了神的荣耀，就是神的同在。那我们所以说在这个第十八节，摩西跟神要求神显出他的荣耀。
And so we know again.That God's ways leads to God's presence, and God's presence is the glory, and that's why Moses here asked God to show His glory.
十九节，神也应允他了。他说：“我要显我一切的恩慈在你面前经过，要宣告我的名。”
And so in verse 19, God answers Moses and He says, "I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence."
所以我们看到神的荣耀。就是神的名。
So we also know that God's glory is His name.
每一次我们宣告，每一次我们呼喊耶稣基督的时候，神的荣耀就在我们当中。
And so whenever we proclaim Jesus Christ in our midst, then, well, then His glory is in our midst.
神在我信主这个过程中教导了我这一神认识神的名两次。神的名有非常的多，但是我上个礼拜做了一个梦。
And so God has been teaching me about, you know, the importance of God's name. And, you know, just a week ago I had a dream.
我在梦里面的好，就是那种好大的，好像那个大力士，还有那种就是我不确定是不是 demon， 但是那种就是怪怪的那种很有力的，就是要压把我压好几个，就压我就躺着压着我。
In this dream, you know, I felt like I saw that there are these maybe demons or that were trying to suppress me.
但是呢，我在那边自己用自己的力在那边一直抵抗，一直抵抗。最后呢，我抵抗不住，我叫出来。
And I was at first I was trying to use my own strength to fend and to fend them off, but you know I couldn't, you know I didn't have enough strength, and then I shouted at the end.
结果发现我好像被他们得胜了。
You know I felt like you know I was almost overcome by them.
但是那个刹那，我就想说，我怎么没有呼叫耶稣基督的名
？But in that moment I thought, you know, why didn't I cry out to Jesus?
所以我马上，耶稣基督，耶稣救我。
And at that moment, I cried out, saying, "Jesus, save me!"
那个所有的那个所有刚刚压制我的力量全部都出去了。
And all, of, you know, whatever that, you know, those demons or those powers that were trying to suppress me, they left.
神有很神，所以神的名。那我们看到，我们接着看到三十快讲完了哈。我们看到三十四节，我们看到三十四章出埃及记三十四章。
So we also see here in Exodus chapter 34.
神要摩西，神要显荣耀给他看 ，right？ 那神就叫他好，你上来，你上来这个西乃山上。
Moses wanted to see the glory of God, so the Lord said to Moses, "All right, come up to the mountain again."
所以我们看到第五节的地方。
And we see in verse 5.
耶和华在云中降临，和摩西一同站在那里，宣告耶和华的名。耶和华在他面前宣告说：“耶和华是有恩典，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神，不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免罪恶、过犯和罪恶，万不以有罪的为无罪，必追讨他们的罪，自父及子，直到三十代。”
I said, and then, you know, God said, here it says, "The Lord came down in the cloud and stood there with him and proclaimed his name, the Lord. And he passed in front of Moses, proclaiming, 'The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished. He punishes the children and their children for the sin of their fathers.'"
你看到吗？神是多么慈爱，爱他的，他祝福他千代；但是恨他的，他只 punish， 他只惩罚他们三到四代。
So think about this: isn't God so gracious to those who love Him? He blesses them for thousands of generations, and for those who are against Him, He only punishes them up to the third and fourth.
神有无限的恩慈。但是有限的这judgment.
So God also has a lot of this. He has great grace, but he also has his judgment.
所以我们看到这边神，这是神自己宣告他的名，宣告他的属性。神说，这是神的话。神说，我是神是，他是有恩典，有怜悯，他是公义的神，他是慈爱，他是诚实。他是赦免，为千万人存留慈爱，赦免人的罪。所以我们看到，当神跟摩西显现荣耀给他来看，他第一个他宣告他的名，第二个他把他的属性告诉摩西。
So here, you know, God is proclaiming for Himself who He is, proclaiming his name to Moses, proclaiming his character, and we see that God is compassionate, he's gracious, he's righteous, you know, he is loving to, you know, to those who to love him. He's faithful, but he's also just. And so we see, you know, when Moses asks for God's glory, the Lord speaks of who he is.
寻求神的同在的时候，神要我们来认识他，认识他，他是个 person。
So when we're trying to seek God's presence, then you know we have to recognize that we're seeking Him, you know, as a person, who, to know who He is.
他的属性。
His character.
他的作为，他的位。
And his deeds and his ways.
Yeah. 所以我们在寻求我们神内住在我们里面，神就是带领我们要认识他，要认识他的。
So that's why the Holy Spirit, when it's in us, is leading us to know him, to learn more about him.
这边我们可以提醒一下，就是说，刚刚我们讲到说，摩西认识神的作为，但是以色列人认识神，认识。认识神的，摩西认识神的法则，但是以色列人认识神的作为的 work。那神的能力是从是神荣耀的彰显。那神的能力一定是从神的荣耀的彰显出来。但是当有一个人当人有神的能力的时候，是有可能他还有持续的有能力，但是他荣耀神的荣耀从他的身上离开的。也就是说神人这个人这一个人他有从神的能力还在他的身上，但是神的荣耀已经离开了，神的同在已经离开他了。在圣经上我们有看到有这样子的例子，扫罗Sorry.
Okay, so again, you know, here we realize that, you know, Moses understood God's ways, but the Israelites only understood God's works, his deeds. And then we also know that, you know, again, you know, like the power that God, the glory of God is manifested in the power. And we also know that, you know, people may have the ability to do these great works and have the power of God, but sometimes there are cases where people have that power, but the glory of God, the presence of God has left them.
扫罗，我们一个例子就是扫罗，他因为扫罗因为他不顺服，不顺命。他神从神就离开他了。And
a good example is King Saul. You know, because of his disobedience, the presence of God left him.
但是呢，他之后他还可以说预言。
Oh, but even though the Spirit of God left him, he was still even able to prophesy.
神的能力还在他的身上。
There is still the power of God on him.
但神的恩赐赐给是没有回收，是没有收回来，是没有后悔的。
But that grace that God gave him was
没有 regret， 没有后悔。
What? Doesn't
make sense. 神就是神给他。给的，比如说像这是属灵的，像这恩赐啊、能力啊，是没有后悔，是没有收回来。
Okay, so God doesn't take back, or he doesn't regret giving those gifts per se.
所以我们要知道，我们要寻求神的荣耀，神的同在。
So we have to learn that we have to seek, and hold on to God's presence.
还是两个点，我的结束。我大约还有一个就是。神的荣耀我们是感觉不到，但是神的能力我们是感觉得到。
And so the other, two other points, and one of them is that, you know, the glory of God, you know, like, you know, we can't really feel that, but we do feel God's power.
是神圣灵的能力让我们可以，刚刚我们的姐妹不是带敬拜的吗？她说神的灵充满我，我们可以跟神敬拜。
And you know, just like when we sang earlier, you know, it's the spirit that's within us gives us power to worship.
所以当圣灵临到我们的时候，我们就得着能力。
So when we have the Holy Spirit, we have this power.
我们人会改变。
And so we change as people.
我们的讲话会变得很大胆。
Our words become bold in our words.
我们会开始跳舞。
And we'll start to dance.
我们开始举手。
And we start to lift up our hands.
但神的同在，我们感是没办法感觉得到。
But God's, you know.
我们神的同神的荣耀不是我们用感可以感觉。
So God's glory is not something we can use our own feelings to comprehend.
神的医治也是神的大能，神的圣灵的能力医治了我们。
And God's healing is also through His Holy Spirit and His great power.
有些人他可能他有，但是神的医治有一点，神的医治是神的的权柄在神的身上。像我们常常会求医治，但是医治的这个 authority 是在神的身上。
It's also important to remember that, you know, when it comes to healing, you know, the authority for healing is from God.
所以一个人他可以他可能是有生病，但是他可以带着神的荣耀。
So you know, even though someone is ill or sick, they can still carry God's glory.
圣经上有两个人，一个是以利沙生病了，但是还是带着神的荣耀。
And there's a few people in scripture, you know, like Elisha, who was ill, but he still carried God's glory.
保罗也是其中之一。
And it's the same with Paul.
他身上那个仇敌给他一个刺在身上，但是他是带着神的荣耀。
The enemy inflicted him with, you know, a thorn, but he still carried on the glory of God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们求神让我们宝贵神的同在，让我们宝贵神的荣耀，让我们竭力寻求认识神自己，让我们认识神的名，神的名。神是耶和华以勒，是供应我们的神。神是耶和华撒玛，与我们同在的神。神是耶和华拉法，医治我们的神。
In short, it's just I encourage all of us brothers and sisters to really seek God and to rely on Him, seek His presence, seek His glory.
And knowing His name.
And to glorify His name.
And walking on His way. 对，走在他的道路上。感谢主，求神愿神祝福我们，让我们专心寻求神自己。感谢主。
Thank the Lord. Let us all be diligent in seeking Him.
我们唱两节就好了哈。